We continue our report on Mars with a little tourism, a short guide to what to see and to do when you arrive on the red planet, complete, of course, with some practical tips.
Welcome to Mars! How to get here?
Travel options between Earth and Mars are extremely limited, so your best option is to volunteer to become a SpaceX colonist. The private rocket company owned by Tesla's Elon Musk hopes to send the first humans to Mars in 4 or 6 years' time.
What to bring?
The Martian atmosphere is only 0.7% as thick as Earth's and is 95% CO2, so spacesuits are strongly recommended outside your living area.
Best time to visit.
The good news is that Mars has 4 seasons, just like Earth, but they're twice as long because it takes Mars 2 Earth years to orbit the Sun. Summer can be a pleasant 20 degrees centigrade, but winter temperatures can be as low as minus 195 degrees centigrade, so bring a jumper. Hot tip, avoid arriving in spring, because that's the absolute worst time for dust storms.
Must see. Ekkas Chasma.
Once upon a time, Mars offered a spectacle like nothing ever seen on Earth, a waterfall 4 kilometers high. The Ekkas Chasma Cascade was created when volcanic activity melted the ice that covered Mars after its atmosphere thinned. In the space of a few weeks, 350 cubic kilometers of water flooded over the canyon walls, leaving marks that can be clearly seen today.
Must see. Olympus Mons.
Think that Earth's Mount Everest is big? That's nothing. Mars's Olympus Mons is 2.5 times as high as Mount Everest, with a surface area that would cover most of France. The reason why it's so big is that Mars doesn't have mobile tectonic plates like Earth does, so magma kept erupting from the same locations until the planet's volcanoes grew to gigantic proportions. But don't worry, Olympus Mons has been dormant for the past 25 million years, so there's no danger. In fact, one day it may be a highly desirable piece of real estate. Scientists think that empty lava tubes in the planet's volcanoes could be the best location for human colonists to shelter from the solar radiation, freezing temperatures, and sandstorms on the Martian surface.
Must see. Valles Marineris.
The Grand Canyon in the USA is 446 kilometers long, 29 kilometers wide, and up to 1.8 kilometers deep. That's big, right? Well, imagine something 10 times the size of that, and you have the Valles Marineris Canyon. It's 4,000 kilometers long, basically the size of the entire USA. There's disagreement about how such a big canyon formed, but it's probably not from water erosion. The most popular theory is that it's an actual crack in the planet's crust. Be careful not to fall in, though. It's a 7-kilometer drop.